Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, who joins us each week. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, no one has been free of these frigid temperatures that have been around the region. In fact, our meteorologist Paul Caiano this morning said today may be the first day since Christmas to go above the freezing mark. And to that end, Saratoga has been trying to make a decision on the issue of code blue, and that's what to do in terms of shelter for people who are out in the cold.
Yeah, this has to do with a specific controversy involving a rooming house, so to speak, on Walworth Street, which is in a residential neighborhood, and it would serve people who are homeless during cold weather, like we've been having, who have addiction to alcohol or drugs. It's known as a wet facility, and there's a special need for these facilities. And in the city of Saratoga Springs, the Zoning Board of Appeals has now cleared the way for construction of this permanent code blue shelter on Walworth Street. The unanimous vote came last night, and it was a relief to Shelters of Saratoga, which will operate the shelter. Michael Finocchi, the executive director of the group, says he views the decision as a vote of confidence, and he has talked about the ongoing need for sheltering the city's homeless, saying his organization's 41 beds in other places have been full every night since the middle of November. It's a disappointment, the zoning board ruling, to some residents of the neighborhood who had argued that it was not a good location for it. They had forced this zoning board hearing, and now it goes back to the city council, which is expected to approve construction while the neighbors consider other options.
The issue of propane and its cost, and I guess what we might call price gouging.
Well, it has to do with people who depend on the delivery of propane gas to heat their homes, and they've complained that during this recent sub-zero cold spell, their deliveries have been coming late and they've been running low on supply, and they really don't have many options because they're bound by contracts with their gas suppliers. Now, a Capital Region lawmaker is planning to offer some state legislation that would make it easier for homeowners who use propane to shop around for fuel during these severe conditions when they're having trouble heating their homes. The Democratic Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara from Schenectady says his office is getting tons of calls, and that's why he's proposing the legislation. Turns out people can get their delivery, but they'll have to pay extra for it, which has brought on the charges of price gouging. And now, under this law, which still would have to be passed and put into effect, people would have more options to go to other suppliers when they're locked into these contracts. But it does point out the problem you have when you have such severe weather.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. You can find out more on these stories, including another one on some big names at the Writers Institute at the University of Albany. People like Salman Rushdie, William Kennedy, NPR's Cokie Roberts, among others, at timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.